My guest today is James Hensley from Astonishing Comics in Sharonville, Ohio. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Tell me how you got started collecting comic books and then what led you to open your own comic book and gaming store.
Actually, my grandmother gave me my first comic when I was like probably three, which will probably make some people cry because it was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one. And it just kind of went from there. I collected a lot through the early 90s. But then through high school, I kind of got back into it, collecting a lot, and became a really good hobby to have. One day, I kind of woke up last year and was just like, really want to open a store. I remember going to stores in my younger days, and it kind of gave me experiences that I got outside of school. So we really wanted to create like a community-based comic book store where kids could come, play, do gaming events, and meet other kids that they wouldn't otherwise meet because they don't go to their schools. And basically, we just wanted to offer a unique environment. And a lot of people that are getting into comic books now are getting in because of the movies. So we've actually had a lot of people stopping in and saying, we want to get into it, but we don't know. And so we've tried to also create an environment where people can come in and not feel alienated, not feel intimidated. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback on that.
Now, the stock that you use to start the store, is that your own private collection?
Yes. I did put up my own private collection to basically start most of the inventory for the store. I did sell off probably half of it just for startup capital. But even then, a lot of people come in and they're like, this is all yours? And I'm like, yeah.
Was it hard to part with some of your favorite titles?
The way I look at it is, it just means I get to hit the reset button. And eventually, after the store gets a foothold, I'll build that collection up again.
So you talked about the gaming events that you host in your store. Mm-hmm. What kind of gaming events do you have?
Well, we actually are kind of playing with that. There's a couple of different stores in the area that do gaming events, and we're trying not to mash up with theirs. So that way there's, if you want to play Yu-Gi-Oh! Five times a week, theoretically you could. So we've kind of been playing with it. Right now we are doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Card events Sunday morning, and that's kind of a before-hours special. We let them in at 11. We open at noon, so they'll get in and get to play for an hour without everybody else in there. And then we also are doing the HeroClix tabletop game and Magic the Gathering. Most Magic the Gathering takes place on Friday nights. We're trying to offer it on Saturday. So that way they go to the other store, play it on Friday night, and Saturday, oh, I want to play again. Well, now you have somewhere else to go.
Do people still play the classics like Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, we've actually gotten a lot of people in over the Dungeons & Dragons. Pathfinder's the new one that a lot of people are raving about. And we carry a lot of board games as well. And a lot of people are into those. It's been really interesting because the board game side isn't something that I personally have too much experience with. I've played a few ones like Zombies and the new one that's kind of come out, Sentinels of the Multiverse, which I'm actually finding out isn't so new.
Okay. Do you feel like online gaming has affected interactive human gaming? Do you think it's taken away from that personal element?
Yes and no. Online gaming, of course, is more popular because it's something that you can do at home and you don't have to organize a big get together to play a board game. But what I've been finding is there's actually a lot of people that are still doing game nights at their houses and inviting friends over, family as well. So it's taken away, but at the same time, I think it's made the gaming events that people do throw that much more. But as far as the human interaction piece, yeah, the online stuff can be entertaining at times, needless to say.
Going back to comic books for just a moment, what is your favorite title, or do you have a favorite title?
I would probably have to say my favorite titles are probably Batman and Captain America. 90s kid Batman animated series kind of led into that, as well as the Michael Keaton Batman.
So you don't have a problem with DC versus Marvel or anything like that?
No. As far as me personally, I always actually look at the writers and the artists. If it's an artist and a writer I like, I'll read it. If it's an artist and a writer I don't particularly care for, I might still try it. But as far as the Marvel versus DC thing, no, I've never been partial to one over the other.
Your store, Astonishing Comics, is going to take part in National Free Comic Book Day on mm-hmm. May 3rd.
Correct.
What is the idea behind that day?
Basically, Free Comic Book Day is just a way to try to get more people into the genre. Basically, we offer free comics and they're preset titles that come down from Diamond, the distributor. And we basically hand those out. Every store is different. Some stores will not set a limit on how many free comics you get. Some set a limit of one. It all just depends on the store. And basically, it's just a way for people to come in, pick up a comic book, and try it out. It's been received really well over the last couple of years that we've done it. It's brought a new group of people, as well as young readers. And I know there's a lot of push with illiteracy through comics as well, especially with the Stan Lee Foundations that they do.
I was just about to ask you about that. Do you find your clientele primarily adults, young adults, or is it children?
It's ran the gamut. I mean, it really has. We've had as young as 3 stop in, of course, with adults. And I've had as old as late 60s, late 70s. It's definitely been interesting for me going from the customer to the retailer side, because as the customer, you're not always aware of everybody around you. Now as the retailer, I definitely notice, like, oh man, there's a lot of people into this stuff. There's really no set guidelines who's into what. And that's kind of the nice thing about the industry.
Now, you're also a sponsor of this year's Cincinnati Comic Expo.
Mm-hmm.
What can visitors to the expo expect to find from you?
As far as for me, we actually haven't gotten that far. I mean, we've only been open a little over a week now, and that in itself has been chaos, but fun chaos.
Sure.
We have played with a few ideas for the expo, but we really haven't set anything in stone. Our biggest thing is, and we've actually, once again, received a lot of positive feedback on it, is we want to know what the customers actually want to see from us. And it's kind of worked out with the gaming events as well as the reading and the comic books we carry. People have asked us, like, well, do you carry this? No, not yet. But if that's what you want, I'll get it in here. And a lot of people have been really appreciative of that. We haven't blown them off.
Well, the Cincinnati Comic Expo is September 19th through the 21st at the Duke Energy Convention Center. I haven't collected a comic book since, say, the mid-80s, when I was very much a Marvel, Spider-Man kind of guy. But nowadays, do you feel that people come in requesting things like The Walking Dead or themes like that? Is that sort of the primary goal of the collectors these days?
What people collect definitely has changed. In the early 90s, I definitely noticed there was the X-Men, the Batman animated series, and Spider-Man. Definitely drove people to collect those titles. Now, Walking Dead, I have a ton of people always stopping in and asking for Walking Dead stuff. There's still the Spider-Man fans. There's still the Batman fans. I mean, it's funny, too. They always sit there and they'll talk with me for a half hour, 45 minutes about Batman and the animated series and old Spider-Man cartoon. And it's kind of neat, kind of fun. But as times change, everybody collects different things.
And James, your shop is located in Sharonville. What is the address?
The address is 11974 Lebanon Road. And it's just north of 275 off the exit on the right-hand side. It's in the old Crystal View Plaza.
My guest has been James Hensley, founder and director of Astonishing Comics and Games in Sharonville. For links to the shop, National Free Comic Book Day, and to the upcoming Cincinnati Comic Expo, please visit us at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jim Nolan.